question. Habitat for Humanity International, thank you so much for being here. Grigory Sumeghi, Associate Director, really welcome and looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me? Yes. Thanks for the invitation. It's always a pleasure to come to Geneva and discuss these issues with all our partners and friends. Habitat is a private NGO. Habitat for Humanity is a private NGO present in 70 countries. I work for the Central and Eastern European office, which is based in Bratislava, Slovakia. And we have several offices and programs all over the eastern part of the UNEC region. And in this region, we identified three strategic issues, which won't be a big surprise for the people who sit here. One issue is the scaling up of renovation of the multi-apartment buildings, usually privately owned in the post-socialist countries. The second is the housing of the Roma. And the third is what I'm going to talk about today, is how to come up with alternative solutions for affordable rental housing in the lack of a well-functioning social housing system in these countries. And recently we started an initiative which we call reusing vacant real estate for affordable housing. That's what I want to discuss today. And my presentation is very much connected what Gulnara was talking about and partly what Edith was talking about, how affordable housing and climate resilience could be connected. I think there are some key data which are obvious for all of us, I think, sitting here, that the housing crisis is really big. These are just some very general facts about the how many homeless people are there, or how many people are at risk at homelessness or poverty or overcrowdedness figures. But you could mention also energy poverty figures. And then on the other hand, this well-known fact that how big contributor is the housing sector for both energy consumption and CO2 emissions. And then compared to these staggering facts, research shows that there are 30 million empty homes in Europe and probably much more empty non-residential buildings. So it's a very simple logic how we could combine the two sides of the story, that we shouldn't build many more new homes because that is bad for the climate. We need a lot of affordable homes, but the good news is that there we have a lot of empty buildings. And the question is how we can combine these agendas together. I think I only comment on some of the slides. I have a couple of slides and you will get these. But I think we are running now a project and we want to make the case that refurbishing empty buildings is a good solution both for the affordable housing sector and for the climate concerns. And if it's possible, we should avoid building new construction because it's just so damaging. Of course, there are situations like probably in London, you cannot avoid building new houses because the demand is so big. But in many, many countries, you don't have to build new homes, and still you can provide affordable housing. As an NGO, obviously, our role is not to scale up building operations or renovation operations, but we try to test models, and that's what we do. We do research, we do what we call a demonstration project, so we do some renovations to make the case. And then we analyze our learnings, collect data, and then try to spread what we learn by building partnerships and advocating for policy change. This is the what we did so far in the UK. It's not a big brainer that in the UK, I think there's a whole movement about vacant homes for many, many years. And we just joined that movement. But our innovation to transfer this thinking into Central and Eastern Europe, so based on the experience in UK, we started the same thing in Poland. And just showing you what the renovation we did in Poland. And the interesting thing in Poland that it is the refurbishment of the buildings is very much connected to an initiative which is called Social Rental Agency, how to provide affordable renting housing using empty homes from the private market. And we believe that these two approaches can be combined in some of the Central and Eastern European countries, like in Poland. From these ambitions, I just want to mention one concrete thing, that we are not only dealing with policy and research, but we want to come up with some financing model and testing these financing models in small scale. And then some of our policy messages are listed here. For the upcoming EU leadership, we developed our own EU manifesto about housing. And there is a couple of recommendations related to vacant real estate. Probably the most important is there should be a common definition of what we mean by vacant real estate, because if we have a common definition, then we can do research and compare data and come up with new policies. And also, we are part of a group of NGOs, a kind of coalition, which is working on this just and resilience building. And together we published a policy paper also for the new EU leadership. The links can be found also here. And thank you for your attention.